We don't do this often on the Joe and Alex show, but I've got to throw a listener discretion advisory out there because this may make you sick to your stomach. It might make you a little queasy, and it might make you think differently. Don't tell me what to do, because honestly, this is... Let me get it out here before you guys are... See, this is where you know. I haven't even got it out there yet, and I've already got Alex and Liv trying to stop it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Listen. Being dramatic.
No, you're the queen of dramatic. I could never get to that level. Now, listen. Yesterday, one of the grossest things I've ever seen or heard happened, and you would never suspect that it would be two beautiful women like Alex and Liv the Web Girl. But yesterday, Liv says something like, "Hey, Alex, do you got any chapstick?" And she's like, why?
Oh
she's
gosh.
Like, oh, my lips are so chapped, which is normal. It happens with the weather changing. And I assumed Alex might have chapstick, but I never could have imagined what happened yesterday when Alex said, here you go. Now, she asked if she had like cold sores or herpes first. But
yes, I did.
And what did I say? I said no.
You said yes.
I said you don't think so.
No, I didn't. I said I don't have herpes, and I've never had a cold sore in my life.
How do you know you don't have it, though?
It's not gross for girls to share chapstick. That's
yes,
what I'm
it
saying
is.
Is being dramatic.
You don't share. You should never share chapstick. You shouldn't share lipstick. I mean,
no,
what
lipstick
else are you
and chapstick are fine.
Yeah,
lipstick
no, they're
and
not.
Chapstick are fine. I don't like to share mascara or eyeliner. That's what I don't share.
Yeah, I don't like to share either of those. Except with my friend Brooke, just because she buys really expensive mascara, so like she'll let me borrow hers.
Ugh.
But I don't
let
people. I don't let people use my mascara. But I don't think this is gross at all. Everyone shares chapstick. Everyone shares lipstick. Like girls do all the time. I guarantee if you call your wife right now, she says she does.
Wait,
I don't
so you're saying that with your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, you share chapstick with him?
Yes.
I mean, I make out with him. So why wouldn't I share chapstick with him?
I definitely share chapstick with the Egyptian.
I'm going to puke. I apologize. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Pork chop here. Come on. I'm sure you're a voice of reason here. You saw what happened yesterday where Liv asked to borrow some chapstick. Alex pulls it out of her purse, and then she just smothered it on her lips.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I mean, do you drink out of the same cups?
No, that's sick. That's
it's like
backwash.
The same, exactly. It's the same thing, though.
Ugh.
I mean, I just don't see what's gross. One, I don't think it's the same as drinking out of the same cup because
why?
That's a chance for like saliva exchanging.
So
what
you're telling me there's no
lips have?
Yeah, saliva on your lips that gets
no.
on the chapstick?
Yeah, of course there is.
I mean, I just don't think it's gross. Who cares?
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Megan, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this disgusting situation?
I think it's completely fine. I was on a high school cheerleading team. And we just had two to three tubes of lipstick, and we all used the same one.
Oh, my God.
We did that for all my dance competitions. And actually, one time, we were about to go on stage, and one of the girls on our team didn't have lipstick on. And so one girl had just put it on, and so they kissed.
Ooh.
And press her lips together hard so it would get some lipstick on her lips.
Now, why that's kind of hot, that's still gross though, because she's got the mouth sore or whatever. You're going to transfer it.
Who? Why do you know so many people with mouth sores?
Yeah,
not
that's
that many people have mouth
oh
sores.
Oh my God, do you know how many people have herpes or they have like the cold sore
Maybe
thing?
Maybe gross people you hang out
no,
with, but no,
no.
one I
you're
hang
not,
out with.
I'm not saying you're a gross person if you have herpes or if you have like a cold thing, like a cold
one
sore.
One of my friends in high school always got cold sores, and she's the only person I refuse to share lipstick or chapstick with.
Okay,
otherwise,
but what
I
if
have
you
no
shared,
issue.
What if I was that girl that had the cold sore, and Liv is the girl you always shared with? Well, Liv, let me borrow some of her stuff, and you borrowed Liv's.
I
guess
don't know
what?
If it works that way or not.
Oh, yes, it does. No. It's just like getting an STD.
I thought it had to be directly with that person.
Yeah, and also, I would not let someone with a cold sore borrow my lip stuff.
I don't know. If Joe's right, and you're like a nurse, then you should call us 833-JOE-ALEX, because I don't know if it works like that. If it can go through another person.
Priscilla, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Priscilla, what did you want to say?
I was just going to say that I have coworkers, and, you know, I'm a teacher, so I was, you know, I've asked a coworker before that I'm friends with also, and she would, you know, no hesitation, just said, yeah, sure, here you go.
Ooh, yeah.
And I know the girl. I hang out with her, you know, on the weekends, but I don't think there's a big deal as long as you know the person.
Do you share toothbrushes?
No.
What's the difference?
But I have with my boyfriend, and, you know, we make out all the time, and we have before. I don't think that's a big deal.
Oh, Priscilla, I'm throwing up right now. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Sharing toothbrushes is absolutely vile.
Yeah, I agree, but so is sharing chapstick. That's disgusting. Cheyenne, agree with somebody here, right? You think I'm right?
No. No. So dramatic.
Exactly.
I am the least dramatic person on the show.
No,
that
for sure
is so
false. Okay, maybe on the show, but on this topic, dramatic.
No, I think
they are
like
healthy, and you know them. I don't think there's anything wrong with sharing.
But you don't know. Are you a doctor? How do you know?
If you know the person, I'm not going to share chapstick with some random person. But if I know them.
But Joe is the most dramatic person on the show because it's things like this that he blows out of proportion.
Exactly.
When I'm dramatic, it's for a reason. When Liv is dramatic, it's for a good reason.
Right. I 1,000% agree. Joe is the most dramatic about little unimportant things on the show.
Yeah, sorry. Cold sores aren't important, I guess.
This is how not gross it is. I have like one of the little jars that I carry in the winter. It's like the little Vaseline jars.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I dip my finger in that. My sister's used it. My boyfriend's used it. I bought my boyfriend one.
God.
Like, I know them. Why
is it normal?
How do you even have a boyfriend?
They're not infested with diseases.
Exactly.
All right, Cheyenne.
It is germier to have a dipping jar of lipstick or chapstick or whatever. That, of course, because you're dipping your hand in it. So that is going to be germier. But otherwise, nothing that these people are saying is abnormal.
All right, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I want to get to these last two calls real quick, though. But at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
I put a poll up.
Okay, cool. Michael, what's going on? What do you think?
Hey, Joe. I just really wanted to say that you're totally right on this. It's pretty disgusting to share chapstick.
Thank you.
What?
Would you share chapstick with your significant other?
Maybe, but probably not.
Don't do
it. Why? Do you guys make out? Do you guys play tonsil hockey?
No, here's the thing, though. 90% of the population, whether or not you know it, you probably have herpes simplex 1, which is the disease that causes cold sores.
Ew.
But so what's the difference between making out with your significant other and then sharing chapstick?
Like I said, with a significant other, it's like, but I wouldn't do it just because
that doesn't.
I don't know.
Sense.
It's gross.
That just kind of grosses me out.
And to be honest, I don't like to make out because I think that's gross too.
Literally,
so
the
go.
Other day in the corner of the Egyptian's room, I saw a little thing of chapstick that had like rolling away, probably like 4 years ago, and I picked it up and used it.
Wait, is that what Liv used yesterday? Wait, Liv used the Egyptian's chapstick?
I will say the chapstick that I used of Alex's yesterday smell and tasted like Play-Doh.
No, it didn't. It smells like vanilla. It's very good. It's what surfers use. No. It's called Shakalaka.
It literally smells
hang
like Play-Doh.
Hang 10, buddy. Hang 10. Let's talk to Katie. You're an actual nurse. This could be the authority on this. What's up?
I don't know. Okay, so I totally agree with you. I think it could be completely disgusting to share with the wrong people. I share chapstick with my husband and my daughter. She's a teenager. I think as long as you know where their lips have been and you're comfortable using it, I think that's fine.
Well, first rule of this is you definitely don't know where your teenage daughter's
exactly
lips have been. I will say that.
She's 13.
Well, if we're basing this on Alex and Liv, you don't know.
That's not true.
I know. You don't know. And like with herpes, you know, the cold sores, they don't always present. It's not like you walk around with them all the time. So people could totally have them and just not tell you because they're embarrassed and you don't want to get it.
Now Liv's like rubbing her lips.
That's true.
Are they burning? Are they itching, Liv?
I would not. I would not use anybody's chapstick except for my husband's and my 13-year-old.
Katie, would you say on the Joe and Alex show, like you could picture like Alex and Liv probably being the more dirty, disgusting ones?
Girls usually are more dirty.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure we got that out there.
I mean, think about like a girl's restroom versus a men's restroom. It's always grosser in the girls.
Hey, so if it's no big deal, why don't you two make out right now?
Okay, I didn't say anything about making out with Alex. I said making out with my boyfriend.
Why don't we make this a Twitter poll? Do you want to see Alex and Liv the Web Girl make out? I think we'll get a resounding yes!